the law.
There's some lady named Elizabeth Bieber. I just read the subject heading and I thought I should print it and we'll read it together since we're doing the search together.
So read the email to me.
Hello, Adila. I remember Hannah Gold from Canada.
No. Say it the way Elizabeth Bieber would.
Oh, Leela, okay, I'll try. Hello, Adila. I remember Hannah Gul from Kandahar very well. In fact, I will never forget her. I was surprised to find her an Afghani girl who sounded like she was out of L.A. By the time I met Hannah, she had completely adopted the Afghan way of dress and therefore seemed like one of the refugees herself till she spoke to you. Her husband, who she did not even meet, but whom she was bound to in marriage, was taken to Guantanamo Bay, where he still languishes. She always had the conviction that we should love as we wish to die. One night she woke up in the tent, all the aid workers here, and seemed very excited. I asked her why. She replied that she dreamt that she was in the most lush garden, flying around, and was with her brother who had just died. I couldn't understand why the dream made her happy. She said, because it was a glad tiding of her martyrdom. I told her to go back to sleep and forget about it. Looking back, I remember that in every spare moment she had, she would be praying, bowing. I would see her lips constantly moving in zikr, and she would flit about the camp, hugging everyone and trying to make them smile. Then on January 2007, she left to get some supplies from the medical base. The British soldiers opened fire and she was killed instantly. When we saw her body, she had a serene smile and the patience of her parents astounded me. I decided to accept Islam then. I'm still going through legal formalities to get my name changed to my Muslim name on paper. May Allah reunite us with her in his garden and free her husband and not let her efforts go in vain. Dua is the weapon of the believer and we should never let go of it. Your sister in Islam, Hannah Bieber. Wassalam.
I can't believe this, Adi.
Me too, Leela.
Her efforts won't go in vain, Adi. We won't let it. She gave up her life so happily for Islam. I could do something at least for Islam. I'm going to start reading 5 times Salat, and I'm going to try my best to wear the scarf out of Ramadan too.
Oh, Kaz, come here, let me give you a hug. I'm so proud of you. Because of Hannah, I found the direction back to the right. Allah used her letters as a means of motivation for me. I will not let her death be in vain. I promise never to return to my old habits.
Let's do something for her, like something in her name.
Well, I have an idea. Every month we could give a certain amount of money to the orphanage in her name. It will be sawab for her and for us, however much we can afford. What do you think?
That's a genius idea, Adi. See, we can make a difference in our own capacity too.
Whoever you are, whatever you do, however old you are, Allah has blessed us with the ability to make a difference. We just need to find which is our capability, and we should not let a day pass without lifting our hands and making dua for Muslims suffering the world over. That too is making a very important difference. The last nights of Ramadan slip by, and each person that we have got to know has begun their journey on the road to redemption. What is redemption? It is to pick ourselves up after we fall into sin, to rescue our souls from being sucked by the dunya, and to repent and repair when we make a mistake. Finally, the Eid moon is sighted, and Faisal arrives home after i'tikaf.
No! Assalamu alaikum, Gori.
Walaikum salam, Faisal. So good to see you.
Great to see you too. Yo, what a racket here. It sounds like Eid day already.
Come. Everyone's here. They all came to help prepare for tomorrow. We're going to have supper just now.
Faisal, Mamaji.
Yusuf, you're walking.
Ouch.
Don't hug too hard. The wound still hurts a bit. How are you?
Yo, what's that? and namaz mark. You're looking tops, mashallah.
Faisal, how's it, man? You check how much of Noor your uncle has, Yusuf. He won't have to use that vanishing cream no more.
Ach, man, stop talking nonsense. Where's my Layla?
She's in the kitchen, Faisal.
Layla, Adila, assalamu alaikum.
Danny! Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Faisal Mamaji?
Alhamdulillah, I couldn't be better. How are you, Layla?
Come everyone, the food is ready. Men are sitting in the lounge and ladies in the dining room.
How come separate?
Adi makes birra from Yusuf and Yusuf's foy is also here. It's time we make some drastic changes here, ne? Plus my husband looks like a handsome buzruk. We have to respect that.
I've got a present for you, but it's invisible. I gave up smoking for good.
Alhamdulillah, I couldn't have asked for a better Eid gift. Anyway, I was thinking, could we bring the kids from the orphanage Adi teaches at for supper tomorrow, maybe?
Of course. Allah blessed us with wealth, so we may as well share it with the others. You know, it said nothing cools the anger of Allah faster than sadaqah. Anytime you want to spend money on a good cause, don't worry to ask me.
That's so sweet of you, Faisal. Layla, tell Chotima to see if the corn soup is ready. Junaid, you should tell everyone the news tonight.
I thought we'll tell them tomorrow, Menchoti.
Everyone is so excited and happy. I think tell them tonight. Oh, by the way, you know the other night you told me a poem about there's many flowers in your garden? Who's all these flowers you're talking about, huh?
Choti, you know there's no other one. On the other hand, to have a second wife is halal. We mustn't now act like it's haram. That's a sin. But I assure you, Choti, I don't and I won't have a second wife.
I was joking, even if you think of it.
Okay, how about this poem here, Choti? Sitare toba hot, magar chand ek. There's many stars, Choti, but only one moon.
Oh, Abba, Ma. If you two could stop the romance for a while and come to eat. Ma, Karima said, please check the soup.
It's ready. Come, let's go and eat.
Layla, come here. Zach came to meet me in the masjid and he gave me a letter. He wanted me to read to your mother and you. Should we do it later?
You can read it now. Whoever's here tonight has shown us nothing but kindness and affection. I don't mind if you read it in front of them.
Okay, I'll stand here by the door, then everyone can hear. Respected Uncle Faisal, Auntie Gori, and Layla, over the past 11 days, a lot of things have happened, and who could know that better than you all?
The night Yusuf got shot, I was in a program, and the Sheikh who spoke really touched a chord within me. He spoke about the Quran, and as you know, I'm a Hafiz, but I forgot almost everything. For the first time, I felt sad that I could not lead the Tarawih, as many of those who done hifz with me were doing. Then when we got the news that Yusuf was shot, it was a horrible shock. So young, how could this be? The first time he almost regained consciousness, I was there, and the kalima was the first thing he uttered. It got me thinking, if that had been me, what would I have said? The lyrics of the music I listened non-stop to? If Yusuf had to die, he was ready to go. A clean record, and the people that he would leave behind would only have good to say about him. And if I had to die suddenly, what would be my fate with a record like mine? I got to spend more time with the Sheikh informally, and he made being a good Muslim so appealing. I'll admit it's not easy initially, but being in a company of the pious, alhamdulillah, made it easy. To Layla, ma for not replying and not calling, but I realize illicit relationships are a big factor in forgetting the Quran. If I don't give my time to Allah, now when I'm single and my heart's supposed to be reserved for him alone, then when will it happen? As you read this letter, I've already left for 40 days in the path of Allah. Please make dua it's easy for me. When I get back, I will come with my parents to propose because I still think that you're an awesome girl. I heard you started wearing scarf full time, and from what your uncle told me, you're also taking steps to change. I can't tell you how happy that has made me, because it means that we both can grow together as better Muslims, day by day, side by side. Yours truly, Zakaria Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
This is just mind-blowing. See, you thought the guy was going to dump you, and look at the barakat of changing.
Not every illicit relationship ends so well. Sometimes one will want to change, and the other won't. Sometimes one will have no intention of being serious, and the other thinks they will grow old with him or her. Prevention is better than cure. Protect the gaze and a haram relationship will be avoided. The world of technology has blurred halal and haram for us. Who is halal and who is haram for us to talk to? The best way to introspect is ask ourselves two questions. Is it really necessary for me to talk to this person? And the second question, if my Nabi was next to me, will I chat or talk to this person? And answer yourself honestly. Has the time not come, my young and not so young friends, that we give this heart to Allah alone? We want the love of Allah, but how can haram, dirty, forbidden love and pure, glorifying love of Allah be together in one heart? May Allah grant us understanding and protection.
I must say, the young man has quite a lot of self-dignity. He's most welcome to have my daughter's hand in marriage.
Talking about son-in-laws, I would like to give everyone the good news that Yusuf has played matchmaker for his best friend, Huzaifa Zakaria's brother. And Arila has just said yes earlier today. Inshallah, nikah 1 month from now.
Congratulations, Adila.
Mubarak to you, Adi. Choti, your daughter is gone so big now.
Do you know what this means, Leila? We're going to be sister-in-laws.
Look at these two. Stop jumping up and down. You'll drop the table. I feel sorry for their mother-in-law. Poor lady. If she sees them now, she'll think she's getting a pair of junglies.
Aw, come on.
Well, well. Not one wedding, but two. This calls for a celebration. I wanted to give my Eid gifts tomorrow, but looks like I'm going to have to give it now.
Ladies, can you all keep quiet? Shh. Yusuf is trying to say something.
Firstly, I want to thank everyone. Both my beloved Mamajis, my Foy, Korima, Chotima, Leila, Adila, for looking after me, worrying about me, reading for me, cooking for me, and most of all, being the best family anyone could ever have. I bought something small to show my gratitude. May Allah reward you in both lives. For Chotima, Gorima and Foy, I got CII spa vouchers for a day of being pampered, since you're in need of a well-deserved rest. For my cousin, Leila, who's probably calling me a sucky up good to do shoes, I've got a box of Ferreros. And this is for my uncles and for me. I'd like you all to wait tomorrow. Go ahead, Mama, just open it. A yellow V-neck sleeveless jersey.
A lime green V-neck.
Yeah, and mine is pale pink.
Please tell me, Yusuf, you want us to wear this after Eid Salah.
No, Mama G. Where's the fun in that? We are all three going to wait for the Eid Salah. People will say they're that lighty with these two Mama G's who borrowed these jerseys. They look like a bunch of parrots. Think of it this way. We might set the trend. What? You all don't want to wait now? Please, for your only nephew. Come on now, my parrots.
Okay, for your sake, we'll wait. Come, let's make the lighty happy, Faisal.
Should I get a yellow toppy to match? Let's make Junaid wear a lime green turban. Hey, my father-in-law and them should pull in any time. I invited them for Eid, and they're bringing one more surprise.
That's them, Faisal, bye. Let's go help them unpack.
Daddy, I'll get it.
Zakia! Oh, I'm so happy to have you home. Gori!
Did Faisal say Zakia came? Gee! We were supposed to go and fetch her from London, but we sent my father and brother. Let me go and see my child. I'm so happy. Come, Choti. Alhamdulillah. Come, girls. Let's go and meet Zakia. This is special Eid, truly.
Hadi, come. Stop clearing out all those chocolates. Huzaifa won't recognize you by the wedding. Zakia won't believe the good news.
Oh, please. You ate more than me. I can't wait to see her. Move it.
Zakia, you're looking so well, Bachu. Alhamdulillah, man. All our family is together at last. Whew, in every sense of the word. There's your mom and them. Let's give the ladies some space now, boys.
Junaid almost forgot. One more nice surprise.
Wallah, another surprise, Faisal bhai.
I went and spoke to Naeem bhai, and I gave him a piece of my mind. He knows he'll never find another man like you to work for him, and he agreed to give you a raise. And I made him sign an agreement.
Hey, I need to read 2 rakat salatu shukr, man. Allah reward you, Faisal. This Eid just keeps getting better. Oh, I think we should all do it after supper. We should read some Quran, read a little bit zikr, 2 rakat salat. This is the night of prize giving in the heavens and a night for ibadah too. Hey, we shouldn't forget that. Oh, and definitely it's a night for being grateful and happy. What do you reckon?
This is awesome. I think everybody should make wudu and go to sleep, since we're all getting sawab for free. This year, Eid is going to be the best ever. All well that ends well. Alhamdulillah.
And so, with a little bit of sadness, and with a little bit of happiness, we bring down the curtains on this family. We shared their ups and downs. We were there with them along their journey to becoming better people. The Ramadan drama was meant to edutain you, to inspire you, to force us to look at what causes division within ourselves, to give us hope for a brighter tomorrow. We hope that our drama will motivate you to keep the spirit of Ramadan throughout the year. May Allah accept it as a means of hidayah for you, for us. For it was not done in the spirit of entertainment, but in the spirit of change. One of the basic and recurring lessons of Redemption Road is to put our relationship with Allah right, then protect the heart from evil, and to put the relationship with His creation right, then protect the tongue from evil. From the Redemption Road, we wish you a wonderful and happy Eid. It is our humble request that we don't waste this Mubarak night. If we can't stay up in Ibadah, then do a little and go to sleep. Let's try not to waste it. Ramadan has ended, but we must continue with our good initiatives we did in this month. Every time we fall spiritually, get up and carry on. 100 times, if the knot of Tawbah is broken, 100 times, retie it. When our relationships are strained, patch it up by talking in a good tone. Remember, as we take our first step to redemption, there's someone who is waiting there for us, to help us, to guide us, to love us, to take us forward. It is Allah. And what is the promise for the one who seeks this road? Allah the Almighty says, "If you come to me sincerely with a world of sin, I'll give you a word of forgiveness." وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.